The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
All right, we are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this 15th day of June 2011. And let me take this caller here, Bruce in South Carolina. Hello, Bruce.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. John, I appreciate you having this show today, and I just loved your question that you asked Peter and Joyce about how can they go into a country and tell them what to do. People love Gaddafi, and he's doing right by the people, and we're going in there and destroying what he's got going for the people. Well, John, they've done it to us in this country. I don't know what you're crying about going into another country for us. They've done it to us already.
And, Bruce, be more specific. How do you see that they've done it?
Well, what are your rights, John?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. What is what?
What are your rights?
What are my rights?
Yeah. Have they come into this country and overtaken our government, our country?
Well, absolutely.
We are the enemy, and the enemy has no rights.
Yeah, John's an animal. He doesn't have any rights.
Yeah.
What do you mean, showing his rights?
I'm a meadow muffin down here that the cows leave. I'm not even a cow. I'm not even an animal. Bruce, I'm anti-government. I'm a potential terrorist in my own country.
That's what they're doing to the other countries as well, taking them over just the same way.
Absolutely.
Okay, wait a second. U.S. versus McIntosh, 283 U.S. 605, a 1931 case. It said, allegiance to federal government must take priority over allegiance to God.
That's right.
We were made enemy of the banker. We're the enemies of the state since the Civil War, and we were made enemies of the bankers in 1933. Therefore, we cannot act against our enemy. They make us enemies and then pass laws that we go to jail forever if we fight back. We're living in what's called an imperfect war, and the only way that you can fix it is to make the imperfect war perfect. We should not do any business with the enemy. If they're our declared enemy, why the hell are we doing business with them?
Can I add this to your little talk there, George?
Sure.
Holy, holy cow.
It is. Okay, thanks, Bruce. We talk about the global order of things. And I'm going to be honest with the listening audience. I am rapidly losing patience with even talk show hosts on this network that just will, they don't have their own planned agenda. They don't have their own points. They just take calls and feed off the calls. And believe it or not, I look to the host and the information that they bring because I don't have 92 sets of eyes or 20 sets of ears. I don't have three brains. I can't track and trace everything. I depend on the talk show host on this network to bring up relevant and salient things. We're all talking one form or another here about the global elite and the system that they've set up. And everything is a subheading under that, whether we've got the police state here in this country, endless wars, corrupt regimes, Congress critters that don't know the law, on it goes. It's all connected.
maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right. Some of the horrible stuff that's going on, Police State USA, because all you people are now classified as terrorists, because you've got this stupid idea that, well, what was good yesterday is still good today. You know, freedom, liberty, the right to contract, the right to deal with people with an honest currency. You know, those sorts of things. Well, the TSA security exercise that they just did covered three states and 5,000 miles. If you're still living under the delusion that the TSA is just restricted to airports, and think again. A joint Viper, V-I-P-R, security exercise involving military personnel has TSA workers covering 5,000 miles in three states, illustrating once again how the TSA is turning into a literal occupying army for domestic repression in America. The TSA, in alliance with a whole host of federal, state, local agencies, as well as military personnel, is currently conducting a massive security exercise throughout Ohio, Kentucky, and West Virginia. The participating teams are composed by a variety of TSA assets, including federal air marshals, canine teams, inspectors, bomb appraisal officers. They will be joined by state and local enforcement, law enforcement officials to support existing resources, provide detection and response capabilities. The exercise will utilize multiple airborne assets, including Black Hawk helicopters and fixed-wing aircraft, as well as waterborne and surface teams. Although the exercise is couched in serious rhetoric about preparedness, it relates to no specific threat, and the details are nebulous to say at least, and seems to revolve around little else than testing out high-tech surveillance equipment and reminding Americans who their bosses really are. In addition to using these helicopters for aerial inspection, the exercise made use of Ohio Highway Patrol camera-equipped Cessna Caravans, which capable of carrying, of transmitting close-up detailed real-time images of objects in the ground taken from more than 5 miles away. The exercise seems to be about little more than to show force by the show of force by the TSA in light of massive resistance against their agenda, particularly here in Texas, where a recent bill that would have banned invasive TSA grope downs almost passed, but is set to be up for debate again. Mike Cleveland, Federal Security Director of TSA Operations in West Virginia, admitted as much when he said the event was about letting people know we're out here. Now, as we've documented, the TSA grope downs and body scans are now being rolled out on highways, street corners, train stations, bus depots, public buildings, at sporting events, and even at local prom nights as part as the visible intermodal prevention and response. Viper takeover of the country.
That's right. You're going to have a stranger's hand in your underwear everywhere you go in America.
But this is because we are now terrorists, and the American government doesn't trust us because, well, even Janet Napolitano said it, we're out here radicalizing people because we're reminding them what their duties and obligations are to live in this country under the law, and it's called the Constitution, not
right
some
on.
De facto dictatorial little half-assed lesbian sitting in some office in Washington, D.C.
That's right. We're supposed to respect this elite class and get down on our knees and worship them as gods, because we have to worship and obey government before we obey God. And if we refuse to do it, we're considered to be in rebellion, the enemy of the state, and you're living in an undeclared war, and you don't even know it. You people better wake up.
You know, I mean, even these internal checkpoints run by Homeland Security guys, the Department of Transportation and the TSA, do you think the DOT put up these Amber Alert signs because they were just looking for a few missing children?
Nope.
That's right.
I would like to tell every American that's listening, go out and buy yourself some Limburger cheese, something that's nice and ripe and really stinks. Stick it in your underwear and give him a big surprise when he puts his hand on your pants next time.
No, I'm not for playing any more games. For 6 months, I have been absolutely on edge. And I have really not been myself, because I see how close the end of this country really is. And it will come by way of, and I'm thoroughly convinced of this, it will come by way of planned financial collapse.
Yep.
And when that happens... Joyce.
I know. I just went out and bought a motorhome. I figure I can live anywhere on the side of a road anywhere. It's self-contained.
Well, if you can unless that thing's got wings or it's a 4x4 and it can climb hills itself, guess what you're going to have to do, dear lady? You're going to have to be on some highway with some TSA checkpoint.
No, I'm going up into the hills here. I'm going to go live in an old miner's camp.
I'm not, you know, I said to a friend of mine the other day, I said, you know what? I'm tired of this mentality that people are trying to fend for themselves. They're trying to opt out of the system. They're trying to go run and hide. They're trying to become invisible against this corrupt de facto government that we now have. I said, I'm not interested in running around in the damn woods, living by a freaking campfire, drinking my Berkey water and eating my freeze-dried foods and living like some animal in the woods.
Well, I'll make the American people a deal. I'm willing to march in the front of the army and take the first bullet and die for my freedom if you're willing to join me and march behind me.
I'd be willing to do that, but I'm not there to watch anybody die for anything. I'll kill to keep my country. I'm not going to martyr myself for it. I will kill to keep it.
I know, but I think it's going to take a martyr to make the people wake up, and I am willing to be that martyr.
You're not that well-known, Joyce.
But I'm not going to die for nothing, and as long as there are going to be sheeple and not pay attention.
But I'm not going to use that as an excuse either, because you're not going to wake up all 300 million of these people in this country. It's just not going to happen. What is starting to happen in this country, people that could not be bothered because they were leading their still comfortable life, yeah, they were being taxed and they were being regulated and they were being told a little bit too much of what to do, but you know what, I can put up with that because I still have a better lifestyle than anybody else anywhere on this planet, so I'll just go along to get along. Well, the ship has now left, and it left you on the dock.
What is the degree of slavery you're living under? If you're living under only, you know, the 10th degree instead of the first, then is that acceptable?
Yeah. You know, I mean,
that's what you got to ask them. Where do you draw the line?
You can't get much lower than an animal.
I don't know. I've seen some animals, even one-trick ponies, that are better than a lot of politicians. I don't know. Well, the point here is, guys, that I have been really, and I mean not myself for a half a year, and it's starting to become clear to me as to what is really going on, not just externally to us, but what's happening to us in response to them. And what I started to say, Joyce, was that there are people that formerly were too busy, tied up in the matrix, making too much money to be bothered with some yahoo that wanted to absorb their time talking about these wild conspiracy theories that are going to imminently happen and destroy their lives. They just didn't want to have any part of it for various reasons. Because,
well, I hope they go first.
Because when this stuff comes down, there's not going to be any phone call to your congressman. You're not going to be able to call up your local sheriff's office and say, gee, sheriff, you know, they're doing something to me and I don't like it. What did you just see the Indiana Supreme Court do? They just gave the carte blanche, and I was serious. I mean, I would be willing, and I'm sorry because there's a lot of good people in Indiana. Please do not take this personally, but I would like to see Indiana unasked out of the area of operations. In other words, I'd like to see them turn in their statehood. Some of the sickest band of criminals that I have seen have come right out of that damn state. And don't worry, your neighbors in Illinois aren't much better.
You know what, John? You just struck on, you just reminded me of something. When the lawyers first started taking over the country, the people got so mad. They used to put up signs at the entrances to the state where they warned lawyers to not come into their state because they were going to be shot on sight. Maybe it's time for us to do the same thing. Maybe it's time for us to take back our states, put up signs, and tell all the federales they're not welcome in the state and not to come in here or they will be shot on sight.
It is going to have to be the people of respective states to push the damn feds out. The government has turned on its people. It is no longer the government of, for, and by the people, and certainly not by law. I mean, the amount of criminality, and if you actually understand what we're saying here, that the Constitution is the law of the land, any bill or anything passed that is the antithesis to the intent of the Constitution is not valid law. And that includes their little commercial ventures, their interstate commerce, their, how many other mechanisms do they have? UCC. All of these things. And Joyce, you hit upon something it's a salient point, because the original 13th Amendment to the United States Constitution of America was titles of nobility. You could not be a lawyer and hold a public office. Hello? And who do we have seated in Congress? Nancy Pelosi. Government's been very, very good to her. She's increased her wealth almost by 65% since this big-eyed biddy, this socialist, has been in Washington, D.C. And somebody will come along and say, well, we need term limits. No, we need a representative government.
estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Must be some kind of way out of here.
Yeah, it's called death. But if you got any kids, guess what? They're going to go through a living hell. By the way, the internal checkpoints run by Homeland Security. And you know what? I'm not even going to apologize for my comments about her being a lesbian. Because here again, there's a natural order and a natural law of things. And if it sounds politically incorrect, and I was approached when I was in Missouri at the expo by a young woman, and she was a lesbian, and she said, look, we're people too. Our freedom and our liberty is going too. And, you know, I had this mixed emotion going on. Where she was very earnest. She was a viable, living human being. And she was telling me all of what I already knew. But she said, there's no place for us. And I thought, you know, she's right. If you're going to flip a culture, if you're going to dismantle a culture, congratulations, you're part of it. And you don't seem to see what your role and what your worldview is in this society and this culture in which you live in. And if there's any of her people listening to this program today, I'm not going to apologize for this. We are culturally crumbling as a culture, as a nation, as a society. I mean, folks, geez, oh, Pete, just read the first chapter of Atlas Shrugged. Read the first chapter of it, describing broken windows and people that don't give a damn anymore and no money to do anything with nothing but a bunch of mindless little bureaucrats that think they know better. They can't even manage their own lives. That's why they go into politics, because the taxpayers will build staffs around them to make them look halfway sane and credible. And here again, we're going to roll into this another presidential election cycle. For what? For the new guy to come in and stomp his feet and say, well, I didn't like this and I didn't like that, but go along with the program that has already been set up, the country that has already been bankrupted, the country that is already on the decline after 234 small, little, pitiful years. But to build with the ingenuity, with the freedom, the thought that went in, the absolute vibrance in this country of creativity, looking at problems to try to find a way to solve them. It is an intellectual prison anymore in this country. And life is not worth living, folks. It is not worth living if you can't even use your mind. It is sad. It's more than sad. And just when here come the United States of America to be a shining beacon and to set an example of how freedom works, how that you can expect to get up tomorrow morning and have the ability to enjoy the day the same way that you did the day before, and to plan and to raise families and to raise children for them to take over for you when you're gone. What person in their right mind today is excited about having a baby? That's a personal experience, and I'm very glad for that. But where are you going to be unleashing that beautiful, innocent, untainted child into a literal cesspool of corruption? You know, Einstein once said, it isn't the evil in the world that's all that bad. And I'm paraphrasing. He says, it's bad when the other people don't do anything about it. The other people don't stop the evil. And God, for six months, I have been going through a transformation. I've become less affable. I've become a little edgier, because I know what is running at me at Mach 3 with its hair on fire. It's the beast. And we're spelling the end of this country if we do not get together. And if you're waiting on for me to give you the magic bullet, man, you're really lost. The only thing that I can do is give you the pieces of the puzzle. The only thing that I can do is outline the frame of the puzzle and then put little pieces together to give you the broader picture. I can't make you get up off of your dead ass. I can't make you go pound on your legislator's door. I can't make you go talk to your neighbor. I don't want to make you do anything. This has got to be internal. This has got to come from within you. This serves for your dignity and your pride and your family and your future. If you don't have the wherewithal to get up off your dead ass, then there's nothing this network or I or anybody like me can do for you. Not a thing. And if you're going to sit around and ride on the coattails of somebody that might be successful in getting this country back and you played no part in it, why don't you just freaking die today and get it over with?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program. Use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Mark in Georgia. Hello, Mark.
I hear your frustration, sir. I understand. I try to reason with people, and they're stuck on their favorite Bible verse. And how about hell is for liars? Is that in your top 10?
Yeah.
I try to explain to people, it's like you're being lied to. And you know, it just recently came to mind that I was dealing with this Calvinistic scholar. Well, I don't know if you'd scholar is the appropriate word. And he said, the Holy Spirit rapes the convert. And another one of his colleagues said, I wish he wouldn't say that. It's just so outrageous. The Latin word rapine means to overpower, and that's where we get the word rape, right. And that's what he means, is that the Holy Spirit overpowers us, overpowers the convert. And I got thinking about that more recently, and I look at how we're being overpowered by the lies that we're being told over and over and over again. But, you know, when I get to thinking about it, about the undercurrent, the tensions that are building, not all cataclysmic catalyzing events are those planned by the plutocracy. I think they're afraid that there's going to be a cataclysmic event that's going to blow up in their faces, and they're going to realize, gee, we should have thought about this before we got so tangled up in this mess we created. You know, that's what, you understand what I'm saying, that there's going to be a blowback when people saying, we're not going to put up with this anymore. It's either going to be the French Revolution or the Soviet gulags, and I prefer to use due process, and everyone gets a fair hearing before taking appropriate measures. But
and here's my problem here, Mark. We're so disjointed,
yes,
and uncooperative with each other that
yes,
there is a key to this, and
yep,
everybody likes to think that they can play politics and they're smart. But why
yep,
not? But why not try playing politics in your own state? Getting together with groups and organizations, educating them as to what the hell is going on, form coalitions that are irrefutable yep, and undeniable.
Yes. Well, that's the thing, is that although we may bicker and quarrel among ourselves about what we want to do, the one thing that found that when the revolutionaries were fighting with Washington, they weren't really sure what they wanted, but they were absolutely sure what they didn't want.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing we are united by across the board, is we know this current system is going off the deep end. And, there's many honorable, decent, otherwise decent people. And I had this neocon who's basically made me persona non grata among the local GOP because, well, you have an agenda. Like, yeah, well, my agenda is completely open and honest. Are you saying that my agenda is in conflict with your agenda of sweeping things under the rug and avoiding the real issues? And at that point, he kind of got the impression that I wasn't really falling for it, that I was, granted, I'm a bit discombobulated about what I see going on. And they're acting as though, well, we all agree about this, and therefore we're right. And I take it that this is what Robert Welch, I think he alluded to, is the more people that agree about a wrong idea, the more that error amplifies and the more difficult it is to get them out of the entrenchment mentality. Well, we all agree about this thing, and after all, truth is a democracy. And if we all agree that we're blessing Israel by saying that, well, essentially, because Israel has a right to defend herself, everybody else has the right to die. It's like,
yeah.
And then you point out the absurdity of what they're actually trying to avoid saying, and then they go, wait a minute, what?
Yeah. Well, and
so there are people. I'm looking for the people that can be reasoned with,
Mark,
yes,
the one thing you can do to snap this guy's head around before you have
yeah,
to snap it off his shoulders
yeah,
is look at him and say, have you ever read the Republican platform? Go and
yeah,
read it. If you think that I am whacked out, if you think that I've got some sort of agenda, and agree with them, yes, I do. It's called the Constitution. It's called the law. I suggest you familiarize yourself with it, because anybody that you put into a public office is duty-bound in accordance with said law. So tell them to go read the Republican National Platform, the original one, and tell them what he disagrees. Ask him, what do you disagree about? Why do you think I have an agenda here? Well, why am I such a wingnut? Read it for yourself. They're out there just playing politics. It's like a baseball game to them. Who's going to score the most points? Who's going to win? And when we win, we've lost, because the people that are in that office do not understand what the law and the Constitution is. And I've been really, really upset over the years with people going in and, the founders, they were just a bunch of Masons, and this was all a setup, and they specifically drew things up to allow this to happen and that. And I said to that poppycock, and I'll tell you the one reason why I believe that's all trash, because anybody that's setting themselves up for a position, Mark, if you were to do something and risk your life over it, wouldn't you want some kind of reward at the end of it?
I'd like for it to be, if when I go to base my creator, that he gives me a well done.
No, let's not bring in the judgment day yet here. No.
Okay, you mean earthly. Okay.
Well, I'm just talking about earthly. Let God deal with how he's going to deal with things, and we'll have the universal understanding once we die, because we're still pretty stuck on stupid here and now. But my point is that you would not do something to risk your business, your life, your family, if there wasn't some kind of payoff. People that have an agenda like that are really self-aggrandizing. They are really narcissistic. And these founders were not. There were some questionable ones in there, that's for sure. I will not argue that. But to come out and say that the founders started this nation, there was an agenda, most of these people died, if they didn't die during the revolution, died shortly after, a lot of them were jailed, family members killed. They ended up broke. Now, that doesn't sound like an elite group of people that got together to formulate a plan for the biggest, I don't know, scam in history. I got really upset with people when they did that. And the broader question that I would put to them is, okay, if I am to buy into your argument that all these people were just self-serving buttheads, then where are we to lead? Where is an example? What we're talking about here, Mark, is nothing but restoring that which was good and was of yesteryear, which can be recaptured. We're not reinventing anything. We are just reinstituting it. It's already been done. We've seen we have seen what this form of government and a peaceful, content people that were able to use what they could bring to the table, their minds, their backs, their labor, their ingenuity, their insightfulness, their inventiveness. And it was a fun thing to do. It was a fun thing to live life. Mark, are you enjoying your life right now?
I'm deeply vexed at what we wound up with.
I am walking around with a massive dark cloud over me at all times, and there's nobody to scream at.
I rant to myself all the time, and people think that I had this one guy. Actually, now he's listening to Alex Jones. I kind of figure he's in kindergarten now. Eventually, he'll graduate listening to your network and realize that there's a more mature understanding of things that doesn't involve ranting. You know, somehow I find it too easy to imagine arrogant jerk pounding his chest like a gorilla when he's ranting. But hopefully he'll grow out of it. But, you know, as for the founders being Masons, I point them to James Robison's Proofs of the Conspiracy that shows that the Masonic Lodge was one thing at one point, and then later it was corrupted by the Illuminati.
Yeah.
So I'm saying it's the corruption of the Illuminati that you ought to be concerned with and how it was changed from one thing to another. But, you know, essentially what I try to get across to people, there's three things in restorationism we need to be critically aware of. What really is, despite all the propaganda, disinformation, and what is, what ought to be, and what can reasonably and realistically be done to converge them. And I tell people the first thing you need to do is get out of this left-right mentality that is used to polarize people where they see the flaws on the other side, but they don't see their own. Because the place where we have the most power to correct problems is right where you are. And going to the other side of the world or the other side of the aisle to address problems that you need to take the beam out of your own eye. And as I say, very tongue-in-cheek, because I'm not threatening anyone with violence, I wish I could take that beam and prod out of other people's eyes and pound them about the head and shoulders with it. But the only person who can lay hold of that beam is that person himself. And the best way to do it is to do it with humility and grace. Say, we're all sinners, and where I'm wrong, I have to own up to it. Just as I've had trouble keeping my composure when I try to explain to these neocons, it's like, you people are unaware of how God's word has been misappropriated to say right is wrong and wrong is right, and you're not aware of the treason that you've been beguiled into, because this political entity over there in the Middle East is, in my assessment, it's a satanic counterfeit, and that makes a whole lot more sense when you look at what people are not being told. You know, it's like, well, it's not a war crime when Israel does it. And so I'm trying to say, look, I'm not hostile to the personality, because if you ever come to your senses about how you've been lied to, you're not going to be my enemy, you're going to be my ally. And that's the Christian way, is be at peace with all men insofar as it depends on you. So if there's going to be hostility between me and this jerk, it's going to be because he refuses to listen to reason, and he points to me about the things that he needs to deal with, like saying, you ought to deal with your problems. I am, every day, you know, and that's where I try to be clear. We've all got sins, we've all got issues we need to deal with. My issue is, I see how you people have abandoned, you know, it blows my mind how these neoconservatives urinate all over the most fundamental founding principles, and then they call themselves conservative. It's like, you people don't even, okay, so you're conservative Machiavellians, conservative fascists. You want to keep things the way they are, corrupt, unaccountable, but things are going to change one way or the other. And if you want to call me a liberal, okay, so I I admire Thomas Jefferson. He was a liberal. Yeah. The pity is you neoconservatives don't even know what the word liberal means. And because you don't understand how deception operates, you're going to keep on being deceived, and you're going to think I'm crazy for telling you the truth.
Well, it's interesting you brought up, and by the way, Pastor Manning in the mornings is going to be leaving in a couple of days.
Dare I ask, or should I ask what happened? Or
well, yeah, it was just an arrangement that we had that he would do his, the only available slot that I had at the time was 9 a.m. in the morning. Well, he did a three-hour gospel ministry via internet every day. And what he was doing was taking that hour he did in the morning, he was making that the first hour of his 3 hours in the afternoon. He said, but John, he said, this is killing me.
He says, I wish him well. I just wish that I could get across to him.
Well, and that was where I was going, Mark, is I wanted to sick text Mars on him. Because, seriously, because he's got to, and what you're talking about neocons. Well, what do these Judeo-Christians in this country do?
Yeah.
You know, and I'm looking at this and I'm going, wake up. But see, when it comes down to a belief factor, that is immovable. It's a rock. You're not going to chip away with it. That's my foundation, and I'm not going to entertain anything else you have to say. That's my faith. That's my belief system. Even though I've been lied to, even though I've been misled, that's what I'm going to stick to, and you're going to go to hell. You're ostracized. Get away from me.
Yeah, well, you've heard my crack. I don't know if I've ever told you my crack about what I call Zionist alchemy. Take a steaming pile of bull manure, and if you pound it hard enough with a Schofield Reference Bible, it turns into gold, or so they think. And figuratively speaking, of course, I took their gold, quote-unquote, and I put it in the crucible to heat it up. And it was the most rotten smell of rotten eggs. Like, oh, I see the problem. You've got fool's gold. Iron pyrite contains sulfur. So you put it in the crucible, it's going to... And sulfur is otherwise known as brimstone.
Yeah.
So I try to tell these people, you've got fool's gold, because I tell you, the one thing that sets me off, and I'm sorry I have trouble keeping my composure, is when I hear people misappropriating God's word. And I'm not in some marginal kind of halfway sort of way. I lost my cool with this guy named Irwin Baxter when I tried to tell him for the fifth time or however many times, Achman and Ajad has never said that. And then he started pointing to, I think it's like Ezekiel 38, saying, well, that is really true because of this. And I'm like, there is no passage of the Bible that makes a lie true.
That's right.
And that's where I thought he put me on hold, and I blew my cool, and so I kind of lost any opportunity. But like I say, he's willfully ignorant, and
he wants to stay that way. You mentioned just today, you have to get this out of the Australian, a newspaper down under.
Oh, boy. Yes.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who has said the Israeli-Palestinian conflict is insoluble. Now, seriously, listen to this.
Yes.
In an interview with Haaretz newspaper, Mr. Netanyahu was asked what his government's peace initiative was and what the plan to end the conflict with the Palestinians. He said this is insoluble conflict because it's not about territory. It is not what you give up a kilometer more and solve it. The root of the conflict is an entirely different place. He says, until Abu Mazen, he's the Palestinian leader now, recognizes Israel as a Jewish state, there will be no way to reach an agreement. Now, here is a group of people, and these were, by definition, Stern Gang, the Ergen Gangs, these were classic terrorist, convinced everybody that we need a state for the Jews, going against their own teachings and why God spread them to the four corners of the planet, because they weren't adhering to his law. Then he said, okay, penalty phase. Here is a group of people that is dominating another people, stealing the land, and we're supporting them, sending them $20, $30 billion a year. If the United States wanted the Jews to make peace with the Palestinians, we tell them,
brother, you're cut off. No more checks from the government. No more business contracts from the government. You're on your own. So sit there and play with your 400 nuclear weapons, and I don't give a hang in hell if you blow yourselves up with them.
I remember mentioning to Manning about, I think it was Leviticus 25 or 23, the land belongs to God, and possession does not entail ownership. If what you own by, what you possess by thievery doesn't make it yours. And I don't know, maybe I was hoping that you might get some anti-Zionist Jews as regular guests to explain we've been marginalized by the Zionist-dominated media. And
yeah, it's called NKUSA.org.
Well, that and JewsNotZionist.org,
yep.
JewsAgainstZionism.com,
yep.
Peace, Jewish Voice for Peace. There's a number of organizations that say, look, we're not part of what they're doing, and you know, and I salute them, and I recognize that when I try to explain to people, it's like, am I agreeing with the anti-Zionist Jews that the issue is time frame? The issue is that the anti-Zionist Jews, which in my hypothesis is that the Holocaust was one of the major reasons, was let's get rid of all the anti-Zionist Jews that are getting in the way of creating the modern state of Israel.
I don't know if
and
that's,
if there's a side result.
I don't know if that, Mark, I don't know if that was the case or not.
I did say that was a hypothesis.
No, I understand that.
Yeah, anyway, God bless you. But like I say, I do appreciate what you're doing, and I do appreciate that you give the people a chance to chat. And you, insofar as people are respectful,
yeah, and
you
Mark,
respect
I'm going to let you go because you're continuing to talk. Okay, I got to let you go. Mark Anderson. Hello, Mark Anderson.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Great. Just announcing that I'm back from Bilderberg and that I'll be talking on the show tonight, finally live again, on the AFP Hour about some very interesting experiences there. And that includes the neocons you referred to, Richard Pearl and others in their rogue company that were there. But it was a very wide-ranging experience, lots of surprises and interesting, humorous things that went on. And I'll tell about it tonight, but just noting that I'm coming back live for that topic. So.
All right. Well, Mark Anderson, was Jim Tucker over there as well?
Yes, he was. And we got lots of publicity and created lots of publicity and probably the most ever. And one little hint I'll note is that it looks like they called it quits earlier than ever before in their almost 60-year history.
And why do you suppose that was?
Largely, at least, the media coverage, which was pretty much relentless. And it's just becoming...
Not too, in this, Mark, not in this country, not a word was peeped.
Well, there's a little bit on that I'll talk about tonight. It wasn't much, but it's worth mentioning. But at any rate, coming back live after a bit of an absence, and I wanted to make sure listeners knew that on your well-listened-to show. So.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, Mark Anderson. Thank you.
Okay, very good. Hey, keep up the good work. We'll see you, John.
Gonna try, my friend. Gonna try. Let me take one more call here. Wayne in Texas. Hello, Wayne.
John, hi. No time is short. I'll get right to it. Joyce still on?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Joyce, a couple shows ago, you were in the midst of talking about how politicians are overstepping their authority almost on a daily basis, and I think we were discussing, or you discussed the fact that they're using all these codes and regulations, which are basically color of law, in order to extract money from us or to exert power. As you well know, color of law is total fraud. And since they're operating fraud every day, and I think you were on this about going after their bonds or something to where we, if a method could be developed to put these folks on administrative notice that they're doing so and they continue to violate their oath or they're using this color of law.
That's not it. They're supposed to be public official bonds, but they voided that law years ago, and I couldn't understand why did they do away with public official bonds. It's because they're now commercial corporate officer bonds and their fidelity bonds, and you can still sue them under a bond violation. The only thing is, because it's a commercial bond, because it's a commercial activity and a commercial jurisdiction, they usually lock people up because the only person that has control over that bond is the person that files against it. I mean, if you make a claim against the bond. So the judge usually locks you up until you release the complaint. You end
I see what you mean. Well, what about filing criminal complaints and causing the bonding company to raise their...
That's right. But they must have a bond. They must have one. It's just that they switched over from, quote-unquote, public official bonds to corporate officer bonds because it's a private corporation functioning as government. And every single thing they do violates what that bond is covering them for. But because the American people aren't aware that it's private corporate bonds they now have to have, a fiduciary bond under a corporation. Because if the American people would learn about this, we could shut down the government overnight. Because if we filed bond violations against everybody, they couldn't perform their duty, government would shut down, and we'd have to have a trial. Now, you think that the bonding companies would want to pay out trillions of dollars for what these people are bonded against doing? That would bring the country down, and that would start to give the people an opportunity to start over from scratch.
But, Joyce, here's a question.
What?
Who are they bonding? Are they bonding the post-Reconstruction people, the post-33 people?
They're bonding everybody in office today from a municipal level all the way up to the federal regime.
But if, as the caller suggested, Wayne says, can we go after them criminally? They're not breaking any laws.
Yes, they are. According to the state codes, they still have to have a signed oath of office and a bond. Now, if they take an oath of office and it's subscribed and they violate their oath of office or overstep their statutory jurisdiction, not just constitutional, but statutory jurisdiction, then it's a bond violation. And if we filed, because every single one of them has violated their oath, then they can't work anymore. And when you file a commercial bond against them, then you attack their personal holdings. So everything they've stolen from you, you're going to be able to take back.
I think the key here is doing preemptive strikes where they're put on notice, you know, right after the day they're elected that, you know, we refute all their presumptions, we do this, this, and this, and tell them they step over the line, you know, we're going after their bonds, you know, through criminal complaints.
Well, from what I'm finding, I would suggest that nobody do it on an individual basis. You can sue as an organization or as a class action suit, but it's not going to serve any purpose that's going to be good if they come after you and put you in jail. One person is a voice in the wilderness, but all the voices now turns the wilderness into a metropolis. And if all the people did it, what are they going to do? They don't have any place to lock us all up.
That's right.
350 million of us. The only people that won't act against government is the welfare class that's getting something for nothing.
And that comprises about half the country now, Joyce.
That's okay. Those of us that are paying, if they lock us up, we can't pay.
Well, that's okay. They'll just monetize it like they've done everything else. Hey, Wayne, thanks for your call. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Jim.
All right. That'll do it for us today, folks. Gosh, what a Wednesday. Thank you, Peter Neese, and thank you, Joyce Rosenwald.
Thanks, John, and good night, America.
All right.
Thank you. Good night, America.
I've already lit the fuse. I think I'm going to go outside, turn myself into human confetti. I'm about ready to explode. Thank you all for being here today. If there's a tomorrow, we'll be here.
Gold. Ever.